We do a news click every day at WGNradio.com, and it's on my Facebook page, too. I'm WGN King John on Facebook, on the Facebook. And today we're asking you, your Super Bowl viewing experience is going to be with fewer people than normal, the same number of people as normal, or more people than normal? I don't get invited to many parties, so it's usually me, Brenda, Daisy, the Dizzy Dapple Dachshund, and then maybe one of our kids or two, and maybe a daughter-in-law and a granddaughter. How about that? This will be her first Super Bowl. But I'm not sure we're going to be a Super Bowl party of two or three, I think. Maybe five or six, but probably two or three. I guess the point would be fewer than normal, which would make Dr. Allison Arwoody happy that we've downsized our Super Bowl experience. Doctor, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm well. I am always glad to hear about people downsizing their Super Bowl experience.
Promise me you're not going to be at some rage or rave. You're going to be watching it with a whole bunch of people at a sports bar.
Not a chance.
Doctor, the question, and maybe you can answer it, maybe you cannot, but it's throughout the state of Illinois, throughout the counties, areas that aren't your jurisdiction, but there you are, a health leader in Chicago. What should somebody do in Chicago to get the vaccine?
So to get the vaccine, there's a few routes. As a reminder, most of our vaccine is going directly to providers, to hospitals, to clinics, to primary care docs. And so if you've gotten care at a hospital, you know, with your doctor, the first place to check is with them. They are prioritizing and reaching out to their existing patients who are oldest with the most underlying health conditions. Also, I would refer everybody to ZocDoc.com/vaccine. If you go, that is where we are putting publicly available vaccines in the city of Chicago through those providers. Right now, there's not appointments available, but you can put in your email address, and it will email you based on your zip code when there are additional publicly available appointments. And just, I would again just ask for patience. We're in the second week of phase 1B, and we absolutely intend to make vaccine available, you know, for everybody who's over 65 in Chicago, but it's going to be over February and March.
Almost everybody who's telling us to go somewhere, call somewhere, click on somewhere, we do that, and then either they don't pick up or there's no available appointments. And that's the truth
right.
With ZocDoc, and I know you know that, but you're telling me there's a place on ZocDoc I can write my email in and they will email me back. Is that right?
Yes, that is exactly right. That's one of the main reasons that we decided to go with this platform, because you go, you put in, you know, here's how old I am, or here's the kind of frontline essential worker I am. It checks your eligibility and then asks you just a few questions. We had over 100,000 people sign up, you know, looking for a vaccine. We were seeing as many as 10,000 people a minute, just to give you a sense of the demand for vaccine. As a reminder, we only get 5,700 doses of vaccine to go across the entire city every day right now. So it's going to take a while here as vaccine ramps up. But yes, you put in your email address and your zip code, and then the system will send you an email when there are appointments available so that people don't need to be on there, you know, refreshing, because I know how frustrating that is. We've also put on our website the links for all of the pharmacies that also have appointments available. We're trying to streamline this as much as we can for people.
Well, what about that? Should I go sign up on Walgreens? Should I go to Costco? Should I try those portals as well?
Yeah, I'll tell you, there is not vaccine availability right now. I would recommend as the main place, and if people have signed up in Chi COVID Coach previously, we've also been connecting them there to ZocDoc. That would be my first recommendation for locations here. And it's all just about as more vaccine comes in, there's going to be some opening up. The first place, though, again, if you've gotten care, especially if you're over 65, at any of our hospital systems, check with them. They have vaccine. They're scheduling appointments and they're reaching out.
Most of us do have a doctor, and most of my audience has probably seen a doctor in the last year. So call my primary care physician or my oncologist or something like that and say, hey, can you get me in?
Yep, it's a good place to start. We've got hundreds of providers that are already enrolled with vaccine, and especially the hospital systems. If you've been seen, you know, at any of our large hospital systems and you're in their system, there are appointments available. You know, they won't be this week, they won't be next week, but you know, they're available. Most of what we have is going to be a few weeks from now, but we're working to get people scheduled.
Well, about that,
and again, it's just about vaccines. Yep.
Dr. Allison Arwood is on a phone line, the commissioner of the Chicago Health Department. Ryan Burrow, our news director, is in the studio with me right now, and we were talking about the like the total number of vaccines available. Ryan, what was the number that you quoted me?
It
was 20-some thousand, wasn't it? But didn't you just say, doctor, that 5,700 is all that's available for the city of Chicago?
Every day, the amount of vaccine that we are receiving from the federal government for first doses, because remember, we've got to hold the second doses for everybody, we are receiving 5,700 doses to go across the entire city of Chicago every day right now.
What about that? Why so few? I mean, am I being impatient here, or is that telling me that there's a problem with the pipeline?
So it's a problem with the pipeline across the country, but I will note that we're up to 1 in 8 Chicagoans over 65 already vaccinated. That's been shooting up very quickly, and we're actually seeing very good progress here. But this is how much vaccine is available across the country. It's not that Chicago's being shorted, but this is, you know, they're dividing it up by population and then sending it. About 40% of our vaccine is going to non-Chicago residents who work in Chicago, for example, in healthcare settings, and that's diluting it even further. That 5,700 that we have is all that can go to all Chicago providers. So, that's our problem here. It's not actually the tech systems. It's not that we don't have plans. It's not that we don't have providers. It's that we have so little vaccine. And so we're watching so closely for some of these new vaccines to come online for production to ramp up. But the main reason why we're asking for patients has nothing to do with technology. It has nothing to do with, you know, whether we have the ability to stand up mass vaccination sites. It has to do with the amount of vaccine we're receiving.
Can that be managed at all? I think it was you who mentioned a few weeks ago that there the concerns over the Beanie Baby effect, the fear that, you know, everyone's going to rush out and try to get the Beanie Babies. If you get vaccinated today versus if you get vaccinated in March or April, we're all still going to have to wear masks. We're all still going to have social distance. So, I mean, is part of your job right now trying to tap the brakes and get us in the media as well as the public to understand that this is going to take time, and you know, everyone wants to rush out and get these shots right now, but it's just not realistic to think that one day we're going to wake up and this is going to be gone.
That's exactly right. And this is going to be a process. I'm actually really pleased. We've seen good improvements for our oldest Chicagoans over the last week. We've seen good improvements in Black and Latinx Chicagoans. We've seen good improvements in some of our hardest hit neighborhoods. And I want everybody to hear that you will continue to receive priority. So, like, just like people who didn't raise their hand in 1A, healthcare workers who are now feeling ready to get the vaccine, we are working them in, we are getting them appointments. In the same way, the people who are eligible in 1B will continue to have that prioritization, but there's just not enough vaccine right now. So I want people to really think in terms of months. The rollout is going well. We're pushing out here in Chicago 99% of the vaccine that we are receiving each week, and we're seeing about 80% of it into arms less than 7 days later, and that number's going up. So the rollout truly is going well, but it's just about getting more vaccines. So I urge patients, and we will, you know, we'll be get signed up in ZocDoc, reach out to your provider, and as more becomes available over these next few months, you will be able to get vaccine if you're in a prioritized group.
You and we just have a couple of minutes left. This sounds like your advice, though, to the teachers, that is, even if you get the vaccine, we're still going to ask you to socially distance, wear a mask, and be safe. And if you do that, you'll be safe enough. So don't panic that you didn't get the vaccine. Is that a fair assessment of your attitude?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, teachers are an example of a group that we want to make sure can get vaccine, but we're balancing that against all of the settings that need vaccine. So there's a dedicated stream going to teachers in public, private, parochial, daycare, you know, all of those settings. But the point is, the more important thing and the thing that we know keeps these child care settings safe is not vaccine. It's the things that we already know work and that we've seen in place. So we're directing that vaccine, but I, you know, the CDC, Dr. Fauci, et cetera, have, and I have said, you know, vaccine is not what is tied to safe school reopening. Having those good mitigation strategies in place is what we've seen work here in Chicago, and, you know, part of why we're really supportive of getting kids back to school.
One last thing, Doctor, and that is somebody's first, somebody's last. We are in the top 10 for total vaccines, but we're in the bottom 5 for vaccinations per capita. Why is Illinois not getting more vaccines per capita? That's the fairest measurement. Why aren't we doing a better job of that?
Yeah, so again, I mean, there's a lot of levels that come into play here, and it would take a long time to explain the full thing. I can tell you here in Chicago, the biggest gap that we've had there was a requirement to set aside a lot of vaccine for our long-term care facility program, our people who live and work in nursing homes. We've not seen the uptake there that we had hoped for, and we saw that a lot of vaccine was required to be held at the federal level for licensed beds that perhaps didn't even have patients in them. So we've already worked to start pulling some of that vaccine back. The new federal administration is letting us do that, and we're able to then redirect that vaccine. So there's a number of things that come into play here. We also are working, again, to make sure that vaccine is getting into the community settings and our oldest Chicagoans where it is most needed.
Right, right.
And that is just as important, right? Like, it's about getting vaccine that helps get Chicago past COVID, and that means making sure our very highest risk settings get it, even if it means some other people have to wait just a few weeks longer.
She says go to ZocDoc.com, ZocDoc.com, ZocDoc.com in Chicago to sign up. Should I do that outside of Chicago too, Doctor?
This is primarily, if you go there, you'll see it's for Chicago locations.
Okay. Okay.
It's really meant for people who live and work in the city of Chicago.
Nice to talk to you, Doctor. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Appreciate it.